Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, Director of the World Ocean Observatory. The collapse or decline of fish species in the ocean has serious implications for a world population heavily dependent on marine life as a primary source of protein. A discussion of policy, management systems, and regulatory structures notwithstanding, the supply of this invaluable resource in both the developed and developing world is a critical issue for human health and survival. Much has been invested in aquaculture as an alternative strategy, the raising of fish at industrial levels of production as a short and long-term solution. But aquaculture has proven controversial, as experience has revealed the negative impacts of fish waste, adaptation or mutation as a result of confinement and altered behaviors, failure to reach successful efficiencies and adequate financial return, quality of product, and market resistance. Press has driven suspicions about aquaculture products in general, and certain consumer organizations are actively campaigning against such products, farm-raised shrimp and salmon, for example, in stores and restaurants. A fascinating new technology is emerging that unites aquaculture with hydroponics, a merging of two artificial processes that uses the weaknesses of one system to provide strength to the second system in a mutually advantageous cycle of production, with two resultant, separate and useful products, farm-raised fish and vegetables, successfully generated out of an integrated process. The system exploits the high concentration of uneaten food and fish waste in the aquaculture process by removing or biofiltering the toxic effluent and recycling it into the hydroponic process, where the submerged roots of plants take up and thrive on the same minerals and nutrients. The aquaponic system relies on the natural synergy between animal and plant systems to maintain stable, interacting, supportive environments with ample oxygen and minimal toxicity. Both plants and animals can be harvested and resupplied. Fish food, itself perhaps limited by overfishing, can be supplanted by aquaponically grown organic fish food such as duckweed, thereby creating a closed symbiotic system. Waste disposal may be eliminated. Waste water can be recycled. Production can take place where land and water are scarce, perhaps closer to markets. Operating costs may be reduced in terms of less labor, use of alternative energy for pumps, and more efficient harvest and distribution. While the approach is well suited for the conditions of the developing world, there is no reason why it cannot be scaled to advantage for comparable production anywhere. Some argue that the process was invented by the Aztecs. Others claim it has been in use for centuries in the paddy fields of Thailand and China. No matter. The concept was rediscovered by the New Alchemy Institute in the 1970s, and research organizations and small capital ventures have been at work through the 1990s to today, building small-scale demonstration projects, for example, one successfully linking tilapia production with cucumber and tomato growth. There is a scientific journal, publications, small how-to guides, and even a nonprofit in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, using the process to provide training and job opportunities for youth while growing food for the local community. Prototype development is continuing in the U.S., Canada, Barbados, the Virgin Islands, and Australia for both commercial production and smaller units that might be operated by families, community food organizations, or restaurants. Work has begun toward production of more varied species, both fresh and saltwater fish, and other vegetables. Obviously, this idea has a long way to go to solve the problem of declining fish protein for the world population. Nor does this concept supplant the urgent need to do everything we can to recover and maintain the fish species in the open ocean. But we have in aquaponics a brilliant idea that mimics and uses natural systems in a way that may satisfy a powerful human need. It is this kind of imagination, enterprise, and sympathetic observation and response to the lessons of nature that may well provide our future sustenance and serve successfully the possibility of a sustainable ocean. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.